Hello, it's Tessa, one of the editors here at Manx Radio, just standing in to do a quick introduction for a piece by my wonderful colleague John Moss. Now, he's been asking the question, is Manx farming in terminal decline? A leading figure in the industry says there are those who could plausibly argue that it is. Only this week, a farm in the south of the island said it was giving up potato production this year, blaming a sharp drop in local demand and high production costs. Sarah Comish is the General Secretary of the Manx National Farmers Union, and John has been speaking to her.
Sarah Comish, what we've heard obviously of a farm, Balaquinny, where they're giving up production after this year of Manx potatoes. What does Manx agriculture need to set its future secure?
That's a very complex question to answer. I think we've evolved to a point where we can say that agriculture is definitely in decline on the Isle of Man, and where it's historically it's always been a challenging industry to work in. I think there's a number of factors now that are putting pressure on the industry, so that it's really going to struggle in the future unless something quite dramatic and quite tangible changes are introduced.
Can I just interrupt you there? Is there a danger of terminal decline?
Well, I think we're potentially, somebody might argue against this, but potentially I think we're already in that terminal decline. However, you can never say that there aren't opportunities out there. So we need, as an island, and certainly politically, we need to start looking at how we protect what remains of the industry and how we start to create opportunities for growth within the industry. That includes within our local marketplace, but also with our external markets as well, which has not been an area until very recently that has been explored by government. Individuals and businesses have certainly explored it. They've proven that it can be very successful. So now we need to look at what are those barriers that are preventing the industry from being able to access markets.
After the war, obviously, a lot of support went into farming because it was deemed to be very important. Does it still get farming the support it needs? By that I mean both financial and political support.
I think the gap has widened between understanding where food comes from and how we gain our food. And I think that's been something that's happened over a long period of time. So since the war, when we introduced subsidies to bring the cost of food down post-war, I think that system has altered probably quite beyond recognition of what it once was. So over 10 years ago now, I'm picking my dates, we moved away from production support and we went to support payments that were based on acreage. That obviously quite dramatically, and it bears out in statistics that the department holds, that dramatically changed the levels of production on the island. But coupled with that, we lost that local market protection that we once had. And that has instigated serious decline, because my own personal feeling on this, and it is my own personal feeling on it, and people could argue against it, is that we never really came up with an alternative plan for the industry and for our food production on Ireland. And we never really created a strategy that was going to secure a marketplace for Manx produce.
Can you just go to someone who perhaps goes to a store for everything they eat and say, put words into their mouth, say, well, we could do without farms. We get everything we need from the stores.
Yeah. And so I'd really like people to examine the products they buy in the supermarket and try and find out where that product comes from anywhere in the world, and try and find out a little bit more about how it's produced. What I can say about our production on the Isle of Man, and obviously I'm heavily biased in favour of Manx production, but for what I believe are very good reasons, our production, we have absolute traceability. We have incredibly high animal welfare standards. We have incredibly high standards across all of our crop production. They're second to none. Our disease management is fantastic on the Isle of Man. The animal health team work with farmers to make sure that we protect our livestock and our crops from as much disease as possible, and they've got an extremely good record with that.
But people might say we're facing rising costs in energy, rising costs in this, rising costs in that. Really, we can't afford to buy the more expensive item. We have to go to where it's cheaper.
And I think there's an element that's true of that. And I think there's an understanding that people who are lower incomes are going to need to buy the cheaper products. I don't think we can argue against that. I don't think we can say that people have to buy a local product that is more expensive. It's just understanding the reasons why it's more expensive. So it's more expensive because, as has been demonstrated recently with some local businesses, cost of production on the Isle of Man is much higher than it is in the UK, and cost of production in the UK is much higher than it is in other places in the world.
Are you getting the political support you would hope for?
I don't feel like we are. In the time I've been in the union, I don't feel like there's enough political interest in our local food production. There are exceptions to that, of course, as there always are. I recently was invited by the Department of Enterprise to the Excel Centre in London, where they were showcasing Manx produce, and I feel like that was extremely successful. I thought that was a really good event and that they did a great job. However, we need more of that, and we need more support for that, and we need more protection for the industry to be able to survive, because there are, although it's been a challenging industry for many years anyway, there are other external challenges that the industry is not being protected from.
Well, we haven't even mentioned weather. Obviously, it can't be protected from that. It just has to deal with it.
Yeah, and I think this year in particular has been an awful year. What people probably might not know about is that it's been an awful year for the whole of the UK. So that's, their crop production has been impacted severely. That's going to impact in the next year or so on what's on the shelves. What we could do here is we could offer more protection for the local product that would ensure that that product could still be produced in 2, 3, 4, 10 years time.
By protection, you mean financial assistance?
I think financial assistance has not increased for the industry. And again, we go back to the conversation around subsidies and why they exist. They existed to suppress the price of food to the consumer. Subsidies for Manx agriculture have not increased overall. But it's about how that money's being spent sometimes as well. It's not just about increasing that budget. It's about how you're effectively spending it as well. So we want to work with the department to see that that money is being spent effectively so that it benefits the industry, but the consumer feels like they are getting value for their contribution through their taxes. So it is a complicated picture. The weather has been appalling this year. That's definitely going to impact everywhere across food production, not just on the Isle of Man, but across the UK. And I think that other factors that come into it, there's pressure on land availability. And that's going to be a big issue over the next few years. And we need to start looking at how we protect agricultural land for agricultural production.
Thank you for making it to the end of the Little Manx Radio newscast. You are obviously someone with exquisite taste. May I politely suggest you might want to subscribe to this and a wide range of Manx Radio podcasts at your favourite podcast provider, so our best bits will magically appear on your smartphone. Thank you.